Hey everybody, welcome to the Vegas Bad Boys of Podcasting. I'm Mike Michaels here with the former President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Mr. Trump, it's a wonderful honor to have you here on the show. And today we're going to talk a little bit about the state of pro wrestling. Let me get your thoughts right away about WWE moving Raw to Netflix and SmackDown to the USA Network.
Yeah, I want to thank you very much for having me here. It's an honor for you to have a true Republican and servant of the people in the building.
Yes, that's wonderful. But we do want to talk a little bit about the fact that Raw is headed to Netflix, which is an unprecedented move, and SmackDown is actually continuing the WWE relationship with USA for almost 40-some-odd years. They've had an agreement in place with USA. How does this affect the pro wrestling business?
You know, first of all, I want to acknowledge that the deal that they had with Fox was really bad. Every time somebody wants to say, kick his ass, or you fucked up, and now I have to listen to dead silence. It was so sad listening on Fox to just dead silence. Even when they said asshole, you know, I'm going to be doing a debate with Kamala next week, and I want the crowd to be able to cheer asshole because she's an asshole. And it is so sad that they're going to have to just Silence it out. That's what you get from the lamestream media, silencing it out. As far as the deal goes, it was a tremendous deal. We're talking in the upper billions of dollars. I got to confer with Paul Levesque, okay? We're not going to sit at your place. You're going to Big Paul. We call it Big Paulie. Big Paulie and The Rock. The Rock. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. You know, they were talking about his penis size. They said it was hard like a rock, and they carved out a very good deal, billions and billions of dollars, and now they get to say asshole without any censorship, and we like having programming without censorship.
Well, you know, having a network deal you're no stranger with, you know, with the constraints of a network deal, we have NXT going to the CW. What is the difference between the fact that you have the freedom on Netflix to do what you want and you have a little more freedom than on regular television?
I was watching WrestleMania, all of the fighting leading up to WrestleMania. We saw The Rock pound Cody's head into his own van and bloody him up and then hand him over to Mama Rhodes with a bloody belt. And The Rock was able to curse. The Rock was able to make people bleed. He was able to put on one of the greatest performances, quite frankly, that we've ever seen. And we're expecting that level of intensity and violence. And quite honestly, if it was me there, people forget that I'm one of the greatest WWE Hall of Famers that anyone's ever seen. They've never seen a Hall of Famer like this. I would be a 13-time champion if I wasn't so busy. Making America great again. And now that it's going to be on Endeavor, who knows? I might have a title run myself. We're in the works with H, as you like to call him. And we're talking about having another Donald Trump title run.
You know, speaking of title runs, Roman Reigns has had an incredible couple of years. You know, what do you think about a family dynasty being present in our culture?
You know, they were talking about family dynasties. Nobody has a bigger family dynamic than the Trump family does. In fact, quite honestly, if I wanted to, I could have Jacob Fatu taken up by even Eric Trump, and he's quite frankly a loser in the family. But if Eric Trump wanted to take out Jacob Fatu, he could do it. He could put him in a suplex, and we would call it the Trump in half, okay, like a half and half, or a snap Trump suplex, a snap Trump suplex. Donald Jr., Don Jr., quite honestly, would take on Roman Reigns in 2 seconds, and we're looking at having a matchup between Jimmy, not Superfly, because he's not as good as Superfly, but Jimmy, what do they call him? He hasn't been around in a while.
He's an Uso.
Jimmy Uso, okay. That's a Simone for brother. Did you know that? Simone for brother. We're talking about having a grudge match between that. That's a 2 out of 3. Okay. 2 out of 3, a rubber match between Jimmy, not Superfly Snuka, Uso, and Baron. I'm going to kill a Fatu Trump. It's going to be tremendous. We're talking about ratings like you've never seen before, and we're going to do it. We're going to do it at Crown Jewel because, quite honestly, they love us. They love the Trumps in Saudi Arabia. The Crown Prince, he goes, excuse me, I want to be a king. I said, well, I want to be a king too. They made him a king, very unfair. They won't make me a king here. But they're going to give Baron the belt. We haven't decided what belt it's going to be yet. But he's going to be the crown belt. Crown belted prince. It's going to happen soon.
You know, you said king. This year we had a King of the Ring, tournament. And we crowned Gunther. And he ended up becoming the Universal Heavyweight Champion. What are your thoughts about an immigrant being the champion of the WWE?
First of all, he's Austrian, which is almost like being German. We like that. We like that a lot. We like having the bloodline pure again, okay? We're going to have a new bloodline of Trumps and some Austrians. We're looking into allowing a few Austrians in. And we're going to make the bloodline pure. So I like Gunther, and we're going to give him American citizenship. I'm even looking into having him be grandfathered in because, you know, when I'm gone, not to say that I'm going anywhere, there might be a clone of me. But quite honestly, we're looking at having a Secretary of State or Vice President Gunther. And if it's, my kids are so busy running the Trump empire. See what I did there? Imperium. Trumperium. We're going to call it Trumperium. And the song's going to be called Trumping. Trump, 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 Trump. You're going to walk down the stage with that song. We're going to replace my money, money, money theme. People forget about this. I have my own WWE theme. And it was money, 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 money. It wasn't Here Comes the Money. I already had the money, so that's why they made the theme different from Shane's. It was just money, 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 over and over and over again. It comes over and over and over again, just to create life. But it's going to be quite the theme, and it's just going to be Trump, 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 over and over and over again. And then we come down to the ring. And I get to shave Vince McMahon's hair off again.
What kind of investment do you put? What kind of enjoyment do you get out of watching the Lucha Libres? Is it something in which
I don't like freeing luchadors? Okay, there's too many free luchadors running around this country. They come pouring in here illegally. These luchadors, they come in here illegally, and they bring drugs and they're rapists. Some of them are good people. Some of them are going to come and try to make the WWE greater. I don't think they can do it. The Lucha Brothers. Are they Lucha Brothers or Lucha Hermanos? I don't know. I really don't know. We're talking about Penta El Cerro Miedo de la Cruz and his brother, who nobody can remember his brother's name. What was his brother's name again?
It was after a city in Arizona.
Yeah, they got so many of these people coming into the WWE. They go right into the LWO or El Fantasma de la Cruz, which is Ghost of the Cruise Lining Ghosts, okay, where your host Daryl is. He's on a de la Cruz Fantasma. He paid for 3 nights and 4 days on a cruise where he eats very shitty Mexican food. And I said to him, quite frankly, you can have tacos here. They've got taco stands all over Las Vegas. Very sad that he spent all that money to get dysentery. And Montezuma's revenge. That's when you shit yourself nonstop. But he said to me, because he calls me up all the time. He goes, Donald, what's the fastest way to lose weight? And I said, go eat Mexican food in Mexico. Okay? That's how all these Mexican guys have six-pack abs. Otherwise, they'd be fat shits. Believe it. Believe it.
When you talk about Mexicans, obviously AAA is very important. What are your thoughts about AAA?
Well, you know what? When I was not the president, my car would break down on the road a lot. It was my, you know, it was my Phaeton. Okay, it was a Phaeton. It was a that was it. It was a Rolls Royce Phantom. Rolls Royce Phantom, just like Legado del Fantasma wishes they had a Rolls Royce Phantom, and it would break down. We'd have to call AAA. And, you know, my driver happened to be Mexican. He's one of the ones we let stay. And he would wear a mask, too. He would wear a mask, too. And see what I'm doing there? Okay, I'm disappearing. You saw me. You see me disappearing, okay? I'm more of a Fantasmo than Fantasmo. El Gato del Fantasmo, they should call me. I will do such a good job in the ring. I'll make the tag team champions, and I'll unify the belt and make the WWE tag champions great again. It'll be me and Don Jr. Me and Don Jr. Okay. And we'll get rid of those little, they're leftists. They're really leftists on the Judgment Day. We're going to pass Judgment on the Judgment Day like you've never seen before. Okay. It'll be real conservative judgment. Okay. And we will make the tag team great again. But you know, yeah, AAA, we call AAA all the time. They do wonderful work.
You know, the world of wrestling is very broad, and one of the
I love broads. You know, I get into so many problems with the broads, you know, and they've got a lot of them over there in the WWE. A lot of broads. That's why Vince McMahon is not here anymore, because he had a problem with the broads, and he had a problem with the broads abroad, okay, all around the world, okay. He doesn't know how to do the art of the deal like I did, okay. You never heard complaining from Stormy Daniels until I became president. McMahon lost his job. I became the president. I became the president of the United States of America. The United States, not a Raw red brand and a SmackDown blue brand. First of all, who is he trying to kid? It's one show. It's one. What do they call that? It's one production team. What do they call that? It's one promotion. One promotion. Because think about it. I am the WWE World Heavyweight All-American Grand Champion of the World, Hall of Famer of both brands, Raw and SmackDown, okay? They don't separate the belts from me. They gave me one belt. It was solid gold. Solid gold. And it took them a while to make the belt, too, because it was that solid gold. The one that they have, when you see Roman Reigns and all of those guys with the belt right now, it's Gunther with the World Heavyweight belt, and it's gold-plated, okay? To be perfectly frank, it's probably made out of brass. It's probably brass-plated. Brass-plated. I had solid gold, okay? Gold, and it was huge. It was huge. It was the best belt anyone, quite frankly, the world's ever seen.
Speaking of titles, what are your thoughts on the fact that there actually was a $1 million belt and you never even got a chance to touch that belt?
No, fake news. The real $1 million belt is in the White House, which they tried to take because I took it to Mar-a-Lago and they said, excuse me, Donald, this is property of the United States of America. And they were very disrespectful to me. They tried to steal the Donald Trump golden belt worth millions and millions and millions of dollars. Millions and millions of dollars. And it has safely been returned to Mar-a-Lago in South Florida, South Beach. The Donald Trump diet, by the way, the very best diet. When you're a WWE wrestler, you want to be on the Donald Trump South Beach diet. And that's where the belt is, and you have to hold the belt. It's the real 10 pounds of gold. They tried to pull that crap at the NWA, okay? Not wrestlers with attitude, okay? They're not wrestlers with attitude over there at the NWA, okay? And they've got some pretty shitty albums over there. And they said, we've got the 10 pounds of gold, and EC3 lost the belt. He lost the belt to another guy who shall remain nameless, you know, so sad. None of those guys are champions, okay? That's why you've never heard of them before. That's why they lost the deal. They were supposed to have the deal. Remember, they were supposed to have the deal on the CW11, and they lost it because it was like Hunter Biden. They were blowing it out. They blew their deal out, okay? They blew their deal out. The only one who knows the art of the deal after blowing on a deal is Tony Khan, and he's quite frankly a fucking loser.
Okay. Well, let's talk about AEW. You know, how would you make AEW great again?
No one could do it. Vince McMahon and Vince McMahon and Shane O'Mac. Shane O'Mac. They tried to do a deal where they would buy out AEW and call it AEWWE. They want to call it All World Wrestling Elite. And it's not going to happen. We spoke to Triple H, H, as we like to call him, Paulie Mac. We're calling him Paulie Mac. Paulie Mac, he said, not going to happen. Fake news. We spoke to The Rock, and we spoke to Linda, the Scissors McMahon, okay? The real Scissor Bang Bang Gang. Her and Hillary, the Scissor Bang Gang. And they said, not going to happen. Can't do it. We're not going to have All Elite World Wrestling Elite Championship. Not going to happen. And he's not a very good businessman, Tony Khan. He's in love with the Coco. He's really not in love with wrestling. He's in love with the Coco. And he gets it on the low. It's so sad. He doesn't get the pure stuff. He's probably going to take fentanyl and die next week. People have said he's probably already taken fentanyl, and that's why you only see Christopher Daniels, because he's taken fentanyl and he's dead, okay? Remember when they said that Paul McCartney was dead and they got a Paul McCartney lookalike in 1969? We're thinking that Tony Khan is dead and Shahid Khan is working on getting a stunt double. And when you see him now, he's really sniffing carpet fresh. You're going to see him, and he's going to be sniffing carpet fresh, and he's going to have straight hair. He's going to have straight hair. And just look for Vivek Ramaswamy. They're going to have Vivek Ramaswamy fill in for him, and it's going to be Shahid Khan Ramaswamy filling in for him. It's true. Look it up. I'm not saying this, okay? You can look it up on Truth Social. People are saying this, and people are saying this on all of the Truth Social medias. And when he goes big, he goes hard. Okay, when we go... They said that, by the way. When we go all, we go in, okay? Q said that. When we go one, we go all in. When we go one, we go all in.
But speaking of all in, obviously Tony Khan drew 80,000 people in Wembley this year. 50,000.
That was 50,000. He can't fill up a room. I know how to fill people up. Okay, I know how to fill up a space. Ask Ivanka. She goes, "Daddy, only you know how to fill up a space."
Well, speaking of Ivanka, who is the more attractive young lady, Ivanka or Stephanie McMahon?
You know, Stephanie McMahon has had three kids, and that's disgusting. She's been run through by Triple H. And even though he doesn't have the penis that I have, you know, quite honestly, they call me the new Bobby Lashley, because they've never seen anything so big or black before, okay? It's big, it's black, it's gorgeous, and it's one of the biggest, blackest things that anyone's ever seen. Stephanie McMahon is, unfortunately, she has to do all the Kegel exercises to get it back in. That's why Triple H cheats on her. It's so sad. I told Triple H, I said, "What are you going to do?" And he goes, "You know what?" He calls me Mr. Trump. He's so respectful. He goes, "I've got a whole locker room and a jar full of Soma." Okay, look it up.
Well, you know, speaking of your time in WWE, back in 2009, you had a storyline in which you bought Raw from Vince McMahon, and the papers picked up on it as a real story, and the stock of the WWE dropped 7%.
It was one of the darkest times. We had a deal in which he loses the match. Bobby Lashley was in my corner. You recall was one of the times we shaved Vince McMahon's head ball. You remember that?
Yes.
And it was a very dark point. We got it. We got WWE for a steal, and I thought we were going to pick it up. But we end up having a steroid allegations back then, and I think he deliberately tanked the match because he didn't want to. He wanted to write out the steroid application accusations back then. They asked. John Cena. Remember John Cena? And they asked him about the steroids, and he goes, I'm not going to say that I did, and you can't prove. I'm not going to say I didn't, and you can't prove that I did. And they put him CM Punk ass. And back then, Fragile Phil was CM Punk ass, and CM Punk ass was a clean wrestler. Clean wrestler. The only thing he ever did clean was finish on AJ Lee's face. That's the only thing clean he's ever done. He's a secret junkie. Okay. He can point X's on his hands, but he's a junkie. He's Hunter Biden's best friend. And they put his flabby ass, Fragile Phil Brooks. We call him Fragile Phil. And Fragile Phil held that belt for a year and a half. He brought disgrace to the belt. They needed to bring in Paul Heyman a few years later to make him relevant again. And then he would go out and have the disrespect to say, I'm not a Paul Heyman guy. He wasn't my manager. He was just a friend. Okay? You know, I've done that a lot of times. I would say, hey, she's a business associate. And then say she was just a friend. Okay? And it was very disgraceful. He was one of the worst champions. The pipe bomb was not referring to his penis size. Okay? The pipe bomb was him being very disrespectful. He bit the hand that fed him, and it was so sad to have him as the champion. And they put him in there to distract from John Cena, who, quite frankly, with or without the steroids, made a much better champion. You couldn't see him, okay? You couldn't see him. He was the original Legado del Fantasma because you couldn't see him. You couldn't see him. And he was a much better champion. He won the belt, what, 14 times, 13 times, 15 times? And they don't want to give him the 16th win because they want to honor Ric Flair, who was one of the best champions of all time and knew how to smack a bitch back to Space Mountain. Here we go. You know what? If the bitch gets out of line, we're going to send her to Space Mountain. And we all knew what that meant back then. And that's when you could smack a bitch and get away with it. In fact, he would turn his ring around, his Hall of Fame rings. He would smack it so she'd get it on the hard side. And that's how you dealt with the bitches back then. He smacked his bitch back to Space Mountain and won belts, okay? He belted the women and won belts. And you could do that back then. You could belt the women and win belts. We loved him. He has a Congressional Medal of Honor. Okay, he has a Congressional Medal of Honor. The highest civilian award that you could ever get.
When you're talking about champions, you had a champion at the Republican Convention in Hulk Hogan. Your history goes back along with Hogan. Why was it the right time to bring out a 71-year-old to endorse you?
Excuse me. If he wanted to get back in the ring right now, he can beat up Gunther. We love Gunther, but he's no Hulk Hogan. He doesn't have the 24-inch pythons, okay? He doesn't have 24-inch pythons, and Hulk Hogan can snort 24-inch lines of cocaine. I could bring Ivanka right now and say, get on the floor, honey. He's going to do 24-inch lines right off your naked bare ass, and she would do it. She would do it for America because she knows, and everybody knows, that she's a real American. And Hulk Hogan will fight for what's right. He'll fight for your rights. He'll fight for your rights.
Well, WrestleMania 7 happened in Los Angeles back in 1991, and you were ringside for the Hulk Hogan-Sergeant Slaughter match. What do you think about Sergeant Slaughter when he betrayed America and backed the Iraqis?
One of the worst. You see, people forget that wrestling is fake. It's a work. That's what they call it in the industry. It's called the work. And Sergeant Slaughter was sent on a secret mission. People don't know this. It was a botched mission done by the Bushes. The Bushes did not know how to run secret covert ops. And he was on a secret mission to infiltrate the Ba'ath Party of Iraq. Okay? That was a secret party of Saddam Hussein, the Republican Guard. And we wanted him to become a member of the Republican Guard. And Sergeant Slaughter, whose real rank is Lieutenant Colonel Slaughter, okay? Real rank is Lieutenant Colonel Slaughter, all right? And we told him, we need you to infiltrate the Ba'ath Party and become a member of the Republican Guard. And he did it for America. He did, but he needed his on-camera persona to be a Republican so he could gain the trust of the Republican Guard. And back then, President Saddam Hussein.
Yeah, well, you know, when you look at the long history of wrestling, there's one company that stands out that has been making some noise recently, and that is TNA. What do you think about TNA?
We love tits and ass. We love tits and ass. And quite frankly, we need more tits and ass in wrestling. Jade Cargill is a wonderful specimen of tits and ass, but we need some Caucasian tits and ass. And right now, we don't have a good example of Caucasian tits and ass.
When you talk about women like that, let's talk about a fighting champ now in Nia Jax. And what do you think that means?
Nia Jax, it's such a shame. She needs to get on the Ozempic. She needs to be on the Ozempic. You know, Nia Jax, she says she is representative of the whole locker room. Unfortunately, she takes up the entire locker room. She's a pig. And this is not the best that they have, not the best representative. You know, as far as I'm concerned, it's Tiffy time. It's Tiffy time. We need more of Tiffy and more of her time.
Who are the three wrestlers you would choose right now in any organization to be part of your cabinet?
Well, my cabinet's going to be big. It's going to be broad. We're going to have a huge coalition of people. Obviously, we just mentioned Tiffy time. We love Linda McMahon because she's done such a good job financing the Trump campaign. So we have a lot of respect to Linda McMahon. She was the Secretary of Agriculture in the old cabinet, and we're going to bring her back as Secretary of Defense because I need somebody who's going to defend the Trump empire. So Linda McMahon is on standby, and she's going to do a tremendous job. She did such a good job last time, and we're even thinking of having her as, like I said, either Secretary of State or Secretary of Defense or maybe my Attorney General, because I need somebody who's going to defend the Trump empire and who's going to represent me. We're thinking of having Linda McMahon as my consigliere. And then we need to have somebody. We've got somebody from SmackDown. We want somebody from Raw. So we're thinking of Lyra Valkyria because I hear she's, you know, she's a real woman. You notice she doesn't wear any knee pads. And she said, Donald, I like it raw. Oh, baby, I like it raw. Yes, Donald, I like it raw. And she likes it raw. No knee pads. That's a real woman. And she's going to get on her knees for America. So that's the dream team. Believe it, the dream team. And we'll let Stephanie McMahon be the honorable mention because she knows how to make problems in the women's locker room go away. Okay? So with a jar of Soma in one hand and a cease and desist in the other, we're going to let Stephanie McMahon stay on the team.
You know, speaking of America, making America great again, the American dream, Dusty Rhodes, his son has been on a tear. What are your thoughts on the American Nightmare?
Dusty Rhodes has a great son. And he's done so much to make America great again. And he's probably one of the best spoken people of all time. I would consider Cody Rhodes to be a wordsmith. And his command of the English language is superb, tremendous. And his abilities in the ring, he wrestled with a Doink Peck. WrestleMania 38, right? Doink Peck. Black and blue against one Seth Rollins, who we're looking into deporting because his real name is Colby Jack Cheese Lopez. And he's not an American. He's here in a green. He's here in a visa. And his wife is an illegal, too. Even though she's white, she's an illegal. And we're going to get rid of Lynch and Lopez. Okay? No Lynch and Lopez 24. That's a terrible ticket. And we're going to get rid of them and send them back to Little Ireland. We're going to send them back to Little Ireland. But we like Mr. Rhodes. We do not like his brother. His brother went for the wrong team. He went for Team Coke Khan. Okay. And he went for Team Coke. And he's some sort of champion in another promotion that nobody quite honestly even cares about. They do very low numbers. They don't have the numbers that we have over here at the WWE. They don't have the numbers that we have. I've got the numbers. People have said to me all the time, Donald, do you have the numbers? I said, yes, I do. Because if we were to go to Wembley right now, and it would just be Donald Trump in the ring doing all the matches, okay? Okay? That would be the AEW. We don't even want to say the name. The All Coke Wrestling Championship. I would win it, and I would win it in 10 minutes, okay? I would beat Daniel Bryan in 10 minutes, and then I would bang his wife, Nikki Bray Bella. I would take her in the center of the ring, both of the Bella twins, and I would take them to the Eiffel Tower, okay? And they would only need me, okay? Okay, I would take them to the Eiffel Tower, okay? And show them my rock. Trump's rock is huge. And we would show them the rock, and they would be worked on like they'd never been worked on before. It would be a true tag team, okay? It would be a true tag team. And then I would wrestle for the triple belt, the quadruple belt, okay? The international belt, the national belt, the continental belt, the All-American North Elite belt, okay? The TNA belt, the TNT belt, the TNC belt, the TNN belt, that's the Nashville Network, when TNA used to wrestle in the Nashville Network. I would have the TNN belt, the NWA belt, the Jim Crockett Promotions belt, okay? All right? I would have the NWA belt. All right. I would have the Women of Wrestling belt. I would have all the belts, okay? I would have the Ring of Honor belt. I'd have all of the belts. They would have to keep inventing belts for me to have because I would win all of the belts, okay? There wouldn't be, if you name a belt, I have it, and I probably won it faster than anyone else, quite honestly, has ever won a belt before, okay? Right now, I have the NJPW All-American Strong Women's Strong Title Belt, okay? Domo arigato, Mr. Trumpato. I've got that belt, too. Believe it. Believe it.
You know, as we wrap up here, why should wrestling fans vote for you for president?
Excuse me. That's because I have the all-elite penis, okay? I have the all-elite penis, okay? You've never seen anything this big before, okay? Does Kamala, that's what your real name is, Kamala Harris does not have an all-elite penis, okay? She doesn't have an all-elite penis. She doesn't have a World Wrestling Championship grade penis, okay? Which means she cannot do 60 minutes on Space Mountain with the All-American champ. Woo!
Well, I think that is a very revealing answer. And thank you again for your time. It was a wonderful interview to have. And
by the way, this interview was sponsored by my new line of athletic undergarments called No Regrets. No regrets for the Donald Trump supporter who finds difficulty with taking a dump. If you love Trump but you can't find time to take a dump, that you could get in on my new line of No Regrets athletic men's undergarments. And you know, when you have an authentic line of men's undergarments, when it has the Donald Trump seal of approval, get yours where fine undergarments are sold.
Well, there you go, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. And remember, there is an election coming up. Make sure you vote.
That's right. And Matt, I want you and all of your Vegas bad boys to know that together we're going to make America grab again. We're going to grab so many pussies, okay? And we're going to grab Kamala by the pussy, and she's going to be very happy. In fact, when she gets grabbed by the pussy, I think she's going to be quite pleased with the results. It'll be coming like you've never seen before. Believe it.